what's the nature of your emergency?
Welcome back to the Tactical Living Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Walton, joined by Detective Walton. Ken, how are you?
I'm good.
The biggest conversation in our house lately has been police using technology. So I thought that today's episode would be kind of fun to go over some of the integrations of technology in law enforcement, especially if you are an active police officer. These might be things that maybe you're not even considering you're using as technology, but even more important, these are things that I think that everybody in law enforcement should be further educating themselves in.
You know, it's something that Ashley actually brought this to my attention, and I didn't even start correlating all the two with AI in law enforcement. We use it on such a regular basis, and we're not even recognizing that we are using it. I know a lot of officers demonize AI on a level, but we use it to aid our investigations on a daily basis.
Yeah, there was a video that I saw of a female, and she shared this video just so that people could be more aware of the concepts of AI. And I think when you understand how to use AI in a healthy way, then it will help to better enhance your ability of being able to detect when AI is being used in a malicious way. So this female had posted a very vulnerable video of herself sitting on the floor in her bedroom about something very terrible that she had gone through in her life. And she's looking at the camera, perfect angle for AI detection. And somebody stole her video and they made it into an erectile dysfunction AI generated video for the medication that they're trying to sell, which is probably something that's not even made for that reason. It's probably something that is made out of ingredients that who knows what's in it. So she was just sharing that when you look at the video, you would never be able to tell. I could tell there are some certain movements of imagery inside of it. I could tell because I make these types of videos, so I know what to look for. And it's basically the pigmentation and the pixelation is not perfect yet when it comes to these AI video generation concepts, but they're getting way better. I can't even compare last year's to this year's in terms of advancement in this type of technology. So when it comes to integration of technology in law enforcement, one of the greatest enhancements, I think, has been geotechnology. Geo-tracking, for example.
Yeah. So it's crazy how you can plug in codes and be able to track somebody based off of those codes associated to an individual. And then because everything's based off of hash values, based off of a number letter system, and there's so many factors involved when it comes to the AI world, with not only the geo tracking or the implementation of data into generating a readable format to where you can analyze everything that's going on in your city or in individual wards of your city. It's really interesting.
Yeah, and for such a long time too, we've been using drones, we've been using specialized robots when it comes to just better being able to surveillance when it comes to tactical operations.
You know, drones has been a big up and coming thing for law enforcement, which we use on a regular basis to, you know, if we're going to hit a search warrant on a house and we need to tactically plan how we're going to make our approach and entry exit points to where that you get that aerial view apart from Google Earth, where it's all distorted in a lot of ways, to where you can get some real-time video of what's going on at that location.
Yeah, we also have artificial intelligence in things like facial recognition, license plate readers. Those have been used for a very long time.
I think back like 8-9 years ago, we started getting the ALPRs, and those are amazing. They're an amazing tool to help us find your vehicle stolen, and those cameras will alert every unit that's in the field saying that this stolen vehicle just hit at this intersection. And then, of course, you see the swarm go there to try locating it. And it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, the next one, I have to preface this by telling you, Clint, we're not going to talk about this too much because there are some things that you and I have been discussing privately when it comes to predictive policing with AI.
And it's really cool to be able to forecast what's going to happen next at a percentage rate to be able to provide resources to those distinctive areas and dissuade that incident from happening.
Yeah, AI and forensic analysis has been insane, especially when we think about how many cold cases have been solved because of the advancements in AI technology when it comes to forensic analysis.
You know, and what kind of pings for me right there is thinking the forensic analysis to where, you know, for the longest time, we have to send fingerprints or DNA strands out to a lab. And we'd still have to do it that with DNA. But if you have a good fingerprint taken from a location and you plug it in to a database that can ship it off to a network, and you can have results in minutes compared to taking months.
Yeah, that used to be the problem. So if we use a golden retriever, for example, we used to not be able to use PET analysis, but PET analysis has actually helped to solve a significant amount of crime. So let's say that there was an incident that took place, the suspect who ended up, everybody knew that he was a murderer, for example, and nobody could pinpoint and show anything apart from circumstantial evidence for that individual. That individual had a golden retriever. That golden retriever was purchased by the female who was murdered. And in the past, we used to not have a database that would be able to not only show that it was a golden retriever, but then be able to compare that golden retriever analysis to other golden retrievers and then also to other dogs. And so now that data has just expanded and it keeps expanding. So having AI is, that's basically all AI is this compilation of data that just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And the more we use it, the more data we keep feeding it, which is why we're getting so much success when it comes to using it in the right way. A lot of police agencies across the nation have been employing chatbots. And the way that they use chatbots for public assistance is by allowing police departments to basically offer 24/7 assistance to the public. Of course, there are caveats to that. There are a lot of warning labels on that, but I think that's another fantastic implementation because businesses all across the world are now utilizing chatbots. You can't get on chat support or tech support for anything without probably first going through one of these types of chatbots. And then, of course, we have body-worn cameras now with AI analytics. And Clint, you and I were talking in excess about this yesterday, just how exciting it is with the things that we have to look forward to when it comes to body-worn cameras and the way that AI is integrated.
Yeah, it's really cool, the different concepts that getting plugged into these cameras that every officer wears on a daily basis and being able to put it to take it to a whole other level compared to just video recording the incident, what's going on.
Yeah, I can't, we're going to be posting this on YouTube as well. So I got to be careful about the way that I present this one, but basically firearm detection systems, AI, it's crazy the way that we are able to now use acoustic sensors to be able to identify and locate things in real time when it comes to things like firearms and detections in this way. I think overall, as long as we understand the healthy use of AI and technology in law enforcement, the more that agencies decide to work together to be able to create a cohesive system when it comes to the different types of technological systems that they're using, I think that the better that things will become. And with saying that, another element to this is the added layer of security measures that are able to be utilized in conjunction with AI, and bringing that into a tactical aspect. That means that the nefarious people wouldn't be able to gain access. It would become near impossible with the advancements that we have now in technology.
Yeah, it's something that you have law enforcement only resources, and then you have the public resources with AI. And it's us as law enforcement, we get intimidated by this new upcoming technology. instead of embracing it. And that's what we truly need to do, is we need to embrace it and adapt ourselves in early stages before we're not being reactive, we're being proactive.
Yeah, a lot of the reason for that is complacency. People are lazy. People don't want to learn how to do something new, and people are comfortable being comfortable. So I think that it's one of those things where we just have to push it and make it the norm to continue to advance and to learn. I hope you've gotten some value out of today's episode. If you have, do us a favor, drop a review, subscribe down below. And as always, know that I am sending you a long, tight hug from my home to yours.